This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
I'm going to get a KSDT hat also now. Alan Kinkle is going to give me one because I asked him, hey man, I've got a beautiful polo shirt. I need a hat because, you know, the hat is really what comes out on the air. The shirts don't come out nearly as much because you only see like here up, but the hats always come in. See, he's got the shirt on. Now you can see him there looking all stylish here in this beautiful kitchen, this 3,000 square foot kitchen, which is amazing. How you doing, my friend? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. All right. So now that I'm under pressure, you'll have a new hat before your broadcast is over.
Okay.
So I will go open my...
I need one for tomorrow. When I'm on tomorrow and Saturday show, I'm doing a special Saturday show tomorrow. In fact, we're going to do two shows tomorrow. We're going to do a really short one midday because we normally don't do Saturday. But because of preseason and stuff, I want to do – and then we're going to do postgame. So the KSDT hat is going to be front and center.
I'm the official director of merchandise.
Yeah, yeah. And that postgame show gets thousands and thousands of views.
I got you a nice one. It's dry fit. It's moisture wicking.
I like it.
I'm going to take care of you.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. It's cool.
So real quick question.
Yes.
So I heard you talking about the synthetic lawn.
Yes.
I've looked into it. But my biggest question,
and this one's made for animals, by the way.
I was about to ask you because playing on them as an athlete.
Yes.
It gets super hot.
Yes.
So what have they done?
Will would have to backfill
because I always worry about it being 20 degrees hotter, you know, because when you play sports on it, the rubber melts on your cleats.
It's not a rubber, it's something else. I forgot what it is that they do, but he explained it to me. And this one is specifically made for animals.
Because I've looked into it for our house, but I didn't. I always worried about it being super hot. I don't know.
So, yeah.
So tell me how it goes.
Yeah. I will, in fact, will have Will on, and maybe what I'll do is I'll even send you that segment so you can see him explain it.
My daughter used to play travel soccer, and we would go up to Disney, and the cleats would start melting because the fuel temperature was like 120 degrees.
Yeah.
And they could actually start seeing the melting on the bottom of their shoes and. Because the old field, because of that, that rubber infield, infield.
Yeah, because it's absorbing the heat. Yeah, so. this one is it's like a carpet, and it looks exactly like grass. It has even a little bit of the light brown with the green. You know, it's like it's really cool, but it's not where you see all that rubber kicking up or any. It has none of that. It's different. It has like some kind of some filtering rocks under it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's actually a really and it's made for animals.
That's good.
It's exactly specifically for, and since we have so many, that's the one thing that I wanted to do for the backyard. So when they're out there, it's a lot more comfortable for them. I really want to do it. If you have animals, and then you don't have to cut it. There's no maintenance. There's zero maintenance.
Come outside with a leaf blower, a vacuum cleaner.
The only thing we do is we'll scoop up the turds.
You can probably hose it down into.
No. You're better off. We do it at home, even with grass. We don't allow it to sit there because we have five dogs. So they run around chasing each other. So if you leave turds all over the place, the idiots are going to step all over it and fall on it or whatever. Because it's five dogs. You can't control five dogs. So we have the scooper, and the second that they dump, we go boom, we go pick it up and put it in a little pot.
There you go.
And then what you for this, what he suggests is that after you pick it up, you just rinse and then let the rest fall through and filter out.
The
brilliance, by the way, of it is they're going to make it angled this way so everything flows into the plants. So when you water or when it rains, everything goes into the plants. So irrigating and everything is, you know, they engineer it in a way where it also benefits the plants too.
So a possible business idea is to combine the Roomba with like a kitty litter and have it go in the backyard.
Closer.
The biggest, you know, we get a Roomba with a kitty litter.
Right.
And then it just goes in. That would be business. Work on that. That would be a business idea.
Yes.
For backyard cleanup.
Yes, but
so you heard it here first. I'm going to patent that, and we'll work on that.
Yeah, no more dirt tracking. Yes, that's the other thing. My maiden, my girl, when she takes a dump, she then and she's kicking everything up with the artificial turf. They don't do it anymore.
Okay.
They don't, because Will has it. The owner has it for his dogs, and he goes, the second they feel it, they go, oh, this is not, oh, okay. They don't do it anymore. Yeah. So it's, I'm looking forward to that also, because she won't be doing it, because man, she can dig in and just rip up the grass, and there's dirt flying all over the place, because I don't cut her nails. She's got like talons.
Yeah.
It's a dog to protect. Why the hell am I going to cut her nails? You know, if somebody comes in the house, you're going to feel those nails, bro. The way I look at it.
I mean, hopefully she would bite instead of scratch.
Oh, she's going to do both.
There you go.
She's going to do both.
You don't want your dog to
snap
at somebody.
Oh, she's going to bite. She's going to bite, but then those claws are also going to get you too.
Yeah, people come to our house and they're like, does your dog bite? And I go, come in at 2:00 in the morning. We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Of course my dog bite. Why would I get him?
Of course he's going to bite. If you're active aggressive towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2:00 in the morning, anybody bites.
Yeah. Does your dog bite? Not me, but you. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
I have an 80-pound German Shepherd. Let's not risk that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm with you there, man. Yeah. All right. So, you pumped up for the Dolphins? I mean, are you as excited as we are about Tua?
I am. It's one of those, but it's early. It's August. You always get excited, and then sometimes you have that. Is it going to be our year? Is it not going to be our year? But it's one of those. I love the fact that he has a receiver core to throw to, make some things happen, move it around. But you know, it's exciting. But you know, it's every year you get heartbreak. So we hope it's the right year for that. And you got to just throw your support behind him and see what he can do. So.
I'm a fan of the kid. I believe in the kid. I just think everything around him has been terrible. And
you gotta give him opportunity.
I think I can compare it to KSDT.
Yeah.
You guys have success and you got another office now in West Palm because you do everything right.
Yeah.
Because you surround your employees with all the things they need in order to succeed.
It's the team.
You have a vibe that you create and you support people and you create a family-like atmosphere here. And if I just saw an interview I talked about yesterday, Hollywood Brown. He was with the Ravens the last couple of years, but because their offense is a running offense and he's a receiver, he was like, man, they didn't need me.
Right.
I didn't feel part of it. You know what I mean? And Tua wasn't a part of Flo's plans. And he knew that he wasn't supporting him.
Yeah.
So how would any of your employees, any of your employees perform if you're not supporting them?
But I mean, anything in life,
it's crazy, right?
Whether it's sports, it's military, it's whatever, the team has to have chemistry.
Yeah.
And somebody could be a top performer, but they're in the wrong place, the wrong location. So we always kind of have this, are we right fitting the program? And then every time we expand, every time we grow, we kind of take a step back and say, can someone be more utilized on a different team? Someone might have started here 2 years ago and they worked with a certain group, but we grew. The clients changed. We got new and we right fitted it. And I think in sports, kind of the throwback, sometimes you could have someone on paper, pedigree, beautiful, comes out the top, but they don't have the right utilities around them. They're not using, if they're a running quarterback, you didn't leverage it properly. You didn't give them the receiver core or you didn't block for them. You know, if I could sit back there for 2 minutes and make a decision, you make a lot better decisions than if you got sacked in 1.38 seconds, you know? So, I mean, you got to make sure that, and that analogy makes sense because why do people get fired, but then are they successful somewhere else?
Right.
Like a coach.
Exactly.
You're like, well, if they're so bad, why are they not out of the league? No, they didn't have the right system. Right. So back to kind of our office, we're constantly assessing, do we have the right people in the right place? And we'll move people around and we'll realign them and we'll promote somebody and then we'll put a group of people around them and say, based upon what we're doing, this we feel at this time this is the right group. Then 6 months later, maybe we move some people around. We're always kind of right person in the right place.
Jean-Léon Pierre, I think was the name of the offensive line coach last year for the Dolphins. he took the job because, hell, if you offer me the job of president CEO for IBM, yeah, I'm going to take it. I don't know jack shit about it, but you're going to pay me like a CEO. I'll learn on the job, and while I'm getting
the good thing
10
is
million
your,
a year, right?
Your resume is former CEO of that.
Right, exactly.
Make it till you make it, you know.
You know, so you're going to take that job, and he took that job, and he was unprepared for that job.
Right.
It's not his fault. It was the fault of the person that hired him that they could not get somebody that was qualified enough, so they had to settle for somebody that wasn't qualified enough. They were just hoping that they could do the job. He comes back this year after that the coaching staff got fired, and the new coach hired him, but as the fourth guy, right. Kind of a almost like an intern,
like a
type
mentor program. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. He's there to learn a new blocking system, a new everything. So he's kind of like starting all over again.
Right.
It's where he should have been because he had never coached his own offensive line in the NFL. First, you have to have success at another level before you get to the NFL.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? They found the right place for him was not the lead guy, was the fourth guy.
But the more important thing is he will be the lead guy.
Right.
In a couple of years.
Exactly.
And you just got to put people above him that he can learn from, you know. But sometimes people get
– To me, that was the positive.
Right.
Because they looked at him and said, you're a good man. You're a good worker.
And you will be our leader.
And you could be a guy –
3 more years, 5 more years.
But you're not ready for it. Right. But we want you on the team. We want you because we think you bring qualities
– Absolutely.
– that we like. And we can then mold those qualities and get you climbing. Because he also knows McDaniel's very smart. Which I'm sure you guys have to do this too. You know you have somebody very talented, so eventually you know that person is going to get a better job somewhere and you're going to lose them. Well, you better start grooming the people that might replace them down
right,
the line.
Right.
And I think that that's what they're trying to do.
We kind of do a couple things here. Everybody that comes in the door, we kind of do a character assessment. And we say, do they have the tools? Maybe not now, but their skill versus will. Right? Do they have everything? Maybe they don't have the pedigree, you know, they didn't know all the top schools and everything like that. But sometimes people character is so much more important because we can teach them everything else they need to know. So we always look and say, will this person have the possibility of being a partner, a leader, things like that? And then we start training them from day one. Like we just had a bunch of folks that got promoted over the summer. And we had like 24 people get promoted, which is a nice class of new leaders and managers. And the very next morning, we had a breakfast for them. I started teaching them a class on next generation. Okay, now that you've made it to this level, we need to start talking about two levels above you because I need you to start today thinking about, you can't wait 2 years to start thinking these strategic. So we're already instilling, you're not at that level yet, but if you start walking and talking and thinking and acting today, it takes time. And eventually it'll become natural to you.
Right.
And then in 2 years, when there's an opportunity to go to the next level or 4 years, there's no, oh, I have to now go get all the skills. No, you've been groomed over the last 2 or 3 years. Maybe you didn't know, but we were doing exactly that same thing where you're sitting behind people that have already been there and they're saying, we need you to do this. So we had a program called Next Generation, Next Gen Leaders. And we were talking kind of these real high level, you know, emotional intelligence, multi-generational communication, like these real, you know, things that you learn like in psychology and unrelated, had nothing to do with accounting. It was, how do I be an emotionally intelligent leader? How do I understand this next generation? How do I communicate, coach, mentor, and things like that? And we talk about that all the time. You may be off the charts with your accounting skills, but if you can't lead a group of people and if you can't talk to them and you can't engage them, those are the things that we can teach you the accounting skills all day long, but sometimes people need that little push on emotional intelligence, communication. We have 5 generations in this office. 5.
Wow.
We have 2 18-year-old interns and we have 2 81-year-olds.
Wow.
They love it. We can't get them to leave.
Right.
you know, one of them is Jeff's dad. One of them is Jeff's dad. And he loves it. And we were like, why are you here kidding around with him? And he goes, he kind of made us cry one day. We're like, why are you here? And he's one, I love what I do. And he goes, and I get to see my boys every day because both his sons work here.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, make us cry. But, you know, but he shows up every day at 6:30, but he just loves what he's doing. And so we have two. So imagine the communication gap between an 18 and an 81.
Five
generations.
Quite
right?
a bit.
So we
Quite
spend a lot of time on how to communicate cross, you know, generation. If you're, you know, a baby boomer, how do you talk to a millennial? How do you talk? And it's all got to be inclusive and encouraging, but you got to get stuff done too.
I'm with you.
So we always kind of, we always, day one when they start working here, we start talking about putting things in context. Like, you know, that 81-year-old has 60 years of knowledge, right? They may not know how to TikTok, but they know accounting, right?
Right.
So we can learn stuff from them, right?
Right.
And then how do we mentor those two together where you kind of give them a little technology and they'll give you a little bit of street knowledge on how to deal with clients and because they've seen everything.
I'm with you.
Right? So we kind of blend people together. We kind of have like a little buddy system here. It's kind of unorthodox, but it really works.
Alan Kinkle from KSDT CPAs. By the way, we got three offices. I think I said Dadeland, or I said Doral before. It's Dadeland.
Dadeland,
Weston, and West Palm Beach now. And listen, it's not just about accounting. Of course, they can do that for your business and, of course, for your personal. But tell us a little bit more about all the other things at KSDT that maybe people won't realize, and they may need these kind of services right away.
No, absolutely. So we're a full-service accounting firm. We've talked about this before. That means a lot of things to a lot of people. So it's really, if you're a business owner, if you're residential, we can help people from startups get incorporated, help them grow, help them supply chain, all the way to the point of selling their business. And then when they sell their business, then they have estate planning issues and wealth management, and they need to get valued on the business to sell it. They have international problems. So we kind of cover the whole spectrum. If you're a business owner, there's a niche that we probably have. There's an expert that can kind of walk you through the intricacies of international or, you know, selling your business, getting it valued, or estate planning, or everything in between. Startup, how do we help you grow? How do we help you run the numbers? And, you know, a lot of times people start businesses and they're an expert at whatever it is, building a boat, let's just say. They have no idea how to run a back office. They have no idea about payroll. They have no idea. And your expertise is building that boat.
Right, exactly.
So sometimes you got to go out and get the experts in marketing. And, you know, a lot of times we always tell people, we kind of have a little phrase, follow your dreams, we'll handle the rest. You know, go do what you do.
Right.
Make those cakes. But then let somebody, you know, handle the back office, handle the accounting, the finance, the funding, the loans, the making
sure.
So
they can help you with your business. You never know.
You focus on your expertise, and then we'll focus on our expertise.
They do it all. Forensic accounting, business valuation, management advisory services, healthcare advisory, property management, wealth management, valuation, tax. They do it all. Assurances, you name it. All you got to do is dial it, 305-670-3370. That's 305-670-3370 for KSDT CPA offices in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Alan, thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
And we look forward to our hats. Because you got to get Sean one too,
by the way. You see the pressure? You see that?
You gotta
the clock's on me already.
The idea. We got to put pressure on you.
Pressure's
on Tua. Pressure's on you, bro.
All right, I'll go get hats.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you,
very
Alan.
Much.
Appreciate you.
All right.